Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being on today's podcast. We hope that these few minutes would be encouraging to you. And if you haven't done it yet, I would encourage you to check out our sister podcast, weekdaymeditation.com. And I'm telling you, these two habits together can over time make a big, big difference. Well, I don't know if you've ever fell into sort of a victim mentality. I mean, it's easy to do where we feel like stuff is just spinning out of control, that the world's upside down. But I just want to remind you of something today. That life is not totally random. It's not full of freak accidents. It's not totally unplanned. In fact, life actually does have meaning, even when it feels like our world is upside down. And the reason why I know that is because I know that God knows what's going on. What's interesting is that when you read scripture, and in my own reading this morning, I was in the book of Job, reading about all that happened to Job. It's interesting that God weaves everything that happens in our life together. The good, the bad, the right or wrong, the things that we stepped into, the things that just happened to us, God weaves those things and he produces something inside of us, something deeper than we ordinarily would have done on our own, something richer, something that has color, that has pop to it. And so when it comes to the life of a believer, nothing comes into your life without God's permission. Let me say that again. If you're a believer, nothing comes into your life without God's permission. Everything is filtered through the Father. Now, I'm not saying that everything that happens in your life is God's perfect will. I'm not saying that everything in your life that happens is what God's best is for you. There's a lot of things that happen that are not God's will. When we sin, we're stepping out of God's will. When somebody sins against us, they're stepping outside of God's perfect will. So I'm not saying that it's God's perfect will, but what I am saying is that God allows those things to happen. And so whenever we go outside of God's will, we pay those consequences. If we go out, we pay whatever the repercussions are, but God permits them. God allows them for a lot of reasons, more than we could get into in these 4 or 5 minutes. But God permits them, and then he ends up using them. One of the passages that I love so much is Romans chapter 8, talking about God causing all things to work together for the good of those that love him. Well, it doesn't say that God causes everything. He doesn't cause sin. He doesn't cause all of the darkness in the world, but he is able to bring something good out of bad. You think about the New Testament and scripture, he could have kept Paul out of prison in Philippi, but instead he let Paul go to prison. And the jailer became a believer because of it. God could have kept Jesus from the cross, but he let him go, and he let his own son suffer and die. Did anything good happen out of that? Absolutely. God loves to turn crucifixions into resurrections. The things that we wish were removed from our life are often those things that God can use to shape us and to mold us into the man of God or the woman of God that he wants us to be. God can step into any problem, and he can use it for good in our life. There's something important in all of this, that anytime we feel like we're being pulled in and we're becoming a victim, we need to remember something about our pain. We remember what we're learning from that pain and that God is in control. There's a lot of great examples in scripture of men and women of God that wrestled with this and tried to live this out. But I love what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 and 17. This is the New Living Translation. He says, never give up. Never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and they won't last long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. And so today, I don't know what you're facing. I don't know if you've got some struggles going on, but today, would you just stop and say, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to turn to God in the middle of it, and I'm going to lift it up to him today and ask him to do what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, God, would you renew my spirit every single day? Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. We love you guys. We're so grateful you're journeying with us. If there's anything we can join you in praying for, drop us an email today at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.